Connor Cody, officially on loan with the Blades now. How pleased are you to get this deal in the bag?
Yeah, I'm delighted. He's obviously a very talented player, we've known about for a while, and just delighted to get him in the squad and looking forward to getting him involved.
Yeah, just talk us through the process of getting this deal sorted. Is it something that you've been working on for a while?
Yeah, it's a player I've admired for a while, seen a lot of, and I think he fits into the system we play, so I think he'll be a good addition in regards to the sort of style of play we have. And like I say, it's somebody I've known about and watched and admired, and we're really fortunate to get him, to be honest.
For those that perhaps haven't seen him play, David, what kind of player is he?
He's a typical Liverpool player, in regards to comfortable with the ball, gets on the ball, can pass the ball, moves the ball well, but he's a great kid as well. He's got a good attitude to play, good attitude to work, and he's still a young lad, so he's still got a bit to go, and we shouldn't expect too much from him, but I just think he'll be a good balance to what we already have.
It is considered quite a coup for the club, though, isn't it? I mean, he was the England under-20 captain at the World Cup, and although it was a difficult campaign for the team, he was one of the players who certainly impressed in Turkey.
Yeah, I think it is. There's obviously, like you say, he's got, he's very well thought of both at his own club and out with that, and we have done well to get him. There was definitely, competition for him, and just like to thank the people at Liverpool, the manager, Brendan Rodgers, and Frank McParland as well for making it happen.
How much can a loan deal like this and a taste of first-team football really help a player's development?
I think it's a massive part. It's Saturday afternoon football. It's, there's no guarantees. You've got to earn the right to play, but at Liverpool, his opportunities are probably going to be limited, realistically, so it's an opportunity for him to come here, train well, and force his way into the team. And I think, any professional or any player will tell you that's where you do your best learning, and that's where you do develop, is on the pitch on a Saturday afternoon.
You've said in the past you'd rather not use the loan market too often.
Uh-huh.
I suppose when it comes to a player like Connor, do you almost have to make an exception?
Yeah, there's a bit of that. I think only if you can supplement and add to what you've already got rather than blocking what you've already got. And that's the idea. It's going to, it's going to help us. Hopefully it's going to make us better. And it's going to add to what we've got rather than, blocking a pathway for anybody else.
You've signed 6 players now, I believe. How comfortable are you with the group when you look at it?
Yeah, very comfortable. I think, been good additions, young and hungry players, hopefully on the way up. And, I'm very happy in regards to what we've got on board. And it's gave us a little bit of depth in the squad and a few different options. And, now it's just up to us to, to organise everyone and make them aware of how we want to play and, the idea of how Sheffield United are going to be moving forward.
I know a manager will always want maybe 2 or 3 more, but when you look at the squad, do you feel like, this is a good number of players that I've got now and that maybe you are ready for the start of the season now with the additions that you've made?
And we're getting there, definitely. I think you've always got to look in, you've always got to look to improve, and, as well as bringing players in, then, there may be occasions arise, players might possibly leave as well. So you want to try and keep all angles covered, and you want to cover all bases. And I feel, we're in a decent position at the minute, and obviously I'm very happy with the squad we've got now.
Is it a healthy group as well? I know that there was 1 or 2 carrying little knocks. Have they since got over those?
Yeah, there is. The vast majority of them are fit and healthy now. We've obviously got, a couple of longer term injuries in regards to Diego Sean Miller, so they'll be a bit away yet, and that's, it'd be great to get them back as well. Tony McMahon and Ryan Flynn are getting, we're getting towards the stage now where they'll be playing games soon, and that's a great competition as well. So, we're trying to get everyone healthy, and then get them healthy. Hopefully we can keep them healthy, but the nature of the game means that, there are going to be occasions when players miss out.
A friendly on Friday and a friendly on Saturday. Is that at that stage of the the pre-season, is it really about fine-tuning? Is it a last opportunity for players to really sort of put their hand up? How do you approach those two games?
A bit of everything, really. Like you say, obviously fine-tuning in regards to, more realistic in regards to what the games are going to entail following on, and, and just clarifying the message that we've given them, how we want them to play and what we're looking for, and, just giving them an opportunity as well to state their case in regards to our minds open in regards to who's involved in the first game of the season, and then obviously, after we can we handle that one, then we move on to the next one. So it's a continuous process, and you know, every game's an opportunity for the players, and we have gone in it with our eyes wide open, and you know, and everyone's getting that same opportunity.
Has it gone quickly so far? It seems like yesterday that we were speaking to you having taken the job, and yet here we are less than a fortnight away from the start.
Yeah, no, it does go quickly, you know, and that's football, isn't it? That's life, really. You know, it does flash by, but it's been enjoyable, and the lads have been great in regards to the work ethic they gave us, and the buy-in they've had in regards to, you know, what we're telling them and how we want them to play. We really feel like, you know, they see what we're trying to do and they've bought into it, and it's enjoyable. But like you say, yeah, it has gone quickly. We've been busy, and you know, we've had a few games and a lot of training sessions, but it's been good, really good.
How important was it to have a home friendly as well before things started?
Yeah, that was important for me. You know, when I came in, there was no sort of home game scheduled at all. We were obviously relatively late coming in, and the pre-season schedule was in place. So I thought it was important that we got a home game into the programme, and I'm delighted. That'll be a tough game. It'll be a challenge for us, but I think it's a benefit for, you know, me and my staff and the players, just in regards to, you know, marrying up with that Friday night fixture the following week.
Just a final one, David. A lot of fans have been asking me about this one over the last few days, whether it's on Twitter or whatever. Is Darren Ambrose training with Sheffield United at the moment?
No,